You're listening to the English podcast with Tommy from learnenglishwithtommy.com. Hi guys, and welcome to episode 1 of the English podcast with Tommy. I'm Tommy, and I'm really nervous about this podcast and about this episode. So, please be kind when you're giving your feedback to it. Who am I? Well, I'm Tamás, but you guys can all call me Tommy. I'm 31 years old, going on 32 later this year, and I live in Germany with my wife and my 3 kids. You might be thinking, how can a guy with a strange name which doesn't even sound English be an English teacher? Well, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. I come from a bilingual family. My mother is Hungarian, my father is British, and I grew up in the UK, went to school there, went to university there, and I came back. I came here to Germany about 7 years ago. Why did I come here to Germany? Well, there's a ring on my finger, so that tells a story about that. Let me just tell you a little bit about my hobbies. I love diving, and I picked this hobby up about 7 years ago. When we were on our honeymoon, and since then I can't get enough of diving. I've been diving in Malta, I've been diving off Cape Verde in the Atlantic Ocean, and more recently I went diving in Croatia, and all of these experiences for me were amazing. Why? Because, life under the ocean is something that we hardly see. Was hardly documented, and this was so amazing. It was calm, it was really quiet, and all the noise that you hear above you don't hear that at all. Another hobby of mine is stamp collecting, and I've been doing this for many moons. In actual fact, I've been doing it since about the age of, I think, 7 years old, since I was 7. And around the same time, I also picked up the guitar for the first time. And since then, I have absolutely loved playing the guitar. Nowadays, I'm not only a guitar player, I'm also a singer-songwriter. I have recorded quite a few songs here in my studio / bedroom with my friend who now lives in Czech Republic. And, I really enjoy doing that. I also, and this is probably one of the most important parts of me, I love learning languages. From about the age of 11 or 12 years old, I started learning German at school. A year later, I picked up French. And then later on, before I went to university, I also then started learning Spanish. And for this reason, I know how hard it is to learn a language. And that is why I'm making this podcast. It is for English language learners so that you can improve your English. And let me just give you a few reasons for the podcast. The main reason is, like I say, to help you improve your English. In each episode, I'll be looking specifically at one type of media, whether it be a book, a song, a film maybe, or a TV series, other podcasts, or maybe even a radio program. And with each episode, I'll be looking at specific language or grammar, and I will be looking at how this can improve your English. Did you know, and this is something that I found out quite recently as well, that podcasts can help you in different ways? Yes, you're improving your listening skills while you're talking to me, while I'm talking to you, while you're listening. But also, you can improve your writing skills. And you're probably looking now really strangely at your headphones saying, how can I improve my writing skills? Well, let me just tell you, the reason that you can improve your writing skills is that you can perhaps, while you're listening to this, write some key notes down about what the episode was about, and then you can send this back to me. You can send these key notes back to me in an email or via Instagram. I will give you my Instagram details later, And this is a way you can improve your writing. By the way, if you're interested in finding out more about how you can improve your English with podcasts, head over to my blog. That's www.learnenglishwithtommy.com/blog. And you will find the link to my tips on how you can improve your English with podcasts. Here are some useful phrases for you. Yes, in each episode I'll be looking at specific grammar and phrases that you can use. I will now be giving you a few interesting phrases that you can use to introduce yourself. So, here we go. A couple of years back. A couple of years back. This basically is another way of saying a couple of years ago. Example, a couple of years back, my wife and I travelled to Cape Verde. Fun fact, this is a slang way of saying a fact about yourself. Example, a fun fact about me is that I am a singer-songwriter. A fun fact about me is that I grew up bilingually. How about you? How about you? So you might have talked about your hobbies and where you're from, and then you ask the person you're with, how about you? Where are you from? Or how about you? What are your hobbies? To pick up. To pick up. No, this doesn't mean literally to pick an object up like a pen. No, this means to learn something new. For example, a while back or a couple of years back, I picked up the hobby of diving. And then you might want to say, as I said, as I said. And this is a way to remind others about what you said earlier to them. For example, as I said earlier, I am a diver. Or as I said earlier, I am bilingual. I hold a. No, this is not literally saying I hold an object in my hand. No, this means I have a degree or you have a title. For example, I hold a degree in European Studies and Modern Languages. Or I hold a title as a Doctor of Economics. By the way, I don't. What else? What else? Now, what else is basically a rhetorical question that you can ask yourself to sort of ask, you know, to think about what else you could say to the speaker. So you might have talked about some of your hobbies and then you can't remember anything else to say. So you say, what else can I tell you? What else can we talk about? And a final one that I like is I'm fond of something. I'm fond of something. This means this is another way of introducing hobbies. Example, I'm fond of diving. I'm fond of playing the guitar. So this is a way that we can introduce our hobbies in a different way. For more great content, go to my blog www.learnenglishwithtommy.com/blog or find me on Instagram at Tamash Bradford Teaching. That's at sign Tamash TAMAS Bradford BRADFORD Teaching. This is all in one word. Wow, I'm amazed. I've got through this first episode. It's taken me a long time to get here, and I'm really, really happy with it. I hope you guys enjoy it as well. By the way, guys is a very slang way of saying you, yeah? So if you're with some friends, you can say to them, hi guys, how are you doing? And this is not only for boys, but you can also say this to girls as well. I hope you enjoy listening to this first episode. And please, please, please give me some feedback, either via Instagram or via my website. Guys, I'm really excited for the next episode. Keep tuned to my Instagram account and to my blog for more great content. Until next time, see you later.